Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Autry's podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In the Deficit Myth, Modern Monetary Theory and the Birth of the People's Economy. Stephanie Kelton challenges mainstream economic thought with a provocative lens through which to view government spending and economic policy. By introducing readers to modern monetary theory, MMT, Kelton argues against the conventional wisdom that equates government deficits with economic mismanagement and impending disaster. Instead, she proposes that under certain conditions, deficits can serve as powerful tools to achieve full employment, enhance public welfare, and secure long-term economic stability. Through engaging explanations and analysis, Kelton's book aims to demystify complex economic concepts and inspire a rethinking of how fiscal policy can be utilized to foster societal well-being. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding modern monetary theory, MMT, modern monetary theory, MMT, serves as the backbone of the deficit myth, offering a fresh perspective on fiscal policy and economic management. At its core, MMT challenges the conventional view that governments should manage budgets like households, which need to balance their books. Instead, MT argues that because governments are the sole issuers of their currencies, they can't run out of money in the same way businesses or individuals can. This ability to issue currency gives governments a profound tool, the capacity to spend on public goods and services without facing the same financial constraints as households or non-sovereign entities. Kelton articulates this point by explaining how the limitations for sovereign currency issuers are not about running out of money, but rather the risk of inflation. She makes a strong case that unemployment and underused resources represent a greater tragedy than budget deficits. Secondly, the fallacy of comparing government budgets to household budgets. One of the key arguments in the deficit myth is the fallacy of comparing government budgets to household budgets. Stephanie Kelton explains that this analogy is not just misleading, it's damaging. Households, businesses, and non-sovereign governments must earn or borrow currency because they are users of money, not issuers. In contrast, sovereign governments like the United States, which issue their own currency, face no intrinsic financial constraint to spending. This means they can afford to buy whatever is for sale in their own currency, including labor. Kelton argues that the real constraints are resources, the availability of labor, technology, and raw materials. When a government spends, it is not limited by its ability to find money, but rather by these real, tangible limits. Kelton uses this point to challenge austerity policies and the prioritization of low deficits over social welfare. Thirdly, deficits, inflation, and unemployment. Kelton addresses the often cited concerns around deficits leading to inflation. The deficit myth explains that the relationship between government spending, deficits, and inflation is more complex and nuanced than traditionally thought. Kelton argues that deficits in themselves are not inherently inflationary. Instead, inflation risks arise when the economy's total spending, including government spending, outpaces its capacity to produce goods and services. Thus, if there is slack in the economy, unused labor or other resources, increased government spending can help absorb this slack without triggering inflation. Furthermore, Kelton points out that well-targeted spending can actually reduce the risk of inflation by investing in expanding the economy's productive capacity, such as through infrastructure projects or education. This nuanced view of inflation provides a counterargument to the idea that deficits should always be minimized to prevent inflation. Fourthly, the role of taxes in MMT. In the context of modern monetary theory, MMT, taxes serve functions that diverge from the conventional understanding. According to the deficit myth, taxes are not primarily about funding government operations. Since sovereign governments can issue their own currency, they don't need to collect taxes to spend. Instead, taxes serve several key purposes in MMT: to control inflation by reducing the purchasing power and thus limiting spending, to redistribute wealth and address inequality, and to incentivize or disincentivize certain behaviors, such as taxing carbon emissions to combat climate change. Kelton's explanation of the role of taxes shifts the perspective from a funding mechanism to a tool for managing economic activity and achieving policy goals. This understanding redefines the debates around tax policies, focusing on their impact on the economy rather than their role in funding the government. Lastly, policy implications and the potential for social change. A substantial part of The Deficit Myth is devoted to exploring the policy implications of modern monetary theory, MT, and how it can lead to transformative social change. By reframing the narrative around government spending and fiscal capabilities, MMT opens the door for more ambitious policies aimed at addressing social issues such as unemployment, healthcare, and climate change. Kelton argues that, rather than being constrained by artificial budgetary limitations, governments should prioritize achieving full employment, environmental sustainability, and social equity. She discusses specific policy proposals, including the Job Guarantee Program, which aims to provide a living wage job to anyone willing and able to work, thereby directly addressing unemployment and stabilizing the economy. Kelton's vision is compelling, suggesting that a shift in our understanding of fiscal policy could lead to significant improvements in the quality of life for many people. In conclusion, Stephanie Kelton's The Deficit Myth is a revolutionary work that challenges deeply ingrained economic beliefs and offers a hopeful yet pragmatic vision for the future. By debunking the myths surrounding government deficits through the lens of modern monetary theory, MMT, Kelton not only changes the way we understand fiscal policy, but also paves the way for more equitable and sustainable economic practices. This book is a must-read for policymakers, economists, and anyone interested in the complexities of economic policy and its impact on society. It provides a solid foundation for understanding why rethinking government spending is essential for tackling modern challenges such as unemployment, inequality, and climate change. The deficit myth demonstrates that when used wisely, fiscal policy can be a potent tool for creating a more prosperous and equitable society. If you would like to support Stephanie Kelton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.